Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. I'll just start with a very brief reflection. Almost more as a guided meditation for just a few minutes. Just connecting to your experience. Continue practicing. Allowing the body and mind to relax. And as that relaxation is available, recognizing awareness. Are you aware? And what is the experience that's already happening? What is awareness already aware of, receiving, settling back and receiving just this. Sometimes subtle attitudes can be involved, be at play in our experience. Very subtle ideas or beliefs of should be different. Or maybe obvious. Sometimes if what's happening is really challenging, those attitudes are really obvious, but even in our normal meditations, our usual experience when things are kind of going along, there can be a very subtle back of the mind perspective. Am I doing it right? And so this is a subtle kind of attitude that has a delusional quality to it, belief in a way that there is something else or some other way the experience should be. And I think I mentioned this morning a reflection that has been supporting my practice recently. In a way, it is a wisdom reflection. It is a dropping in of a wisdom reminder. Maybe using a thought consciously that has wisdom embedded in it. And then seeing how the system responds when it receives that thought, receives that wisdom. Using wisdom reflections can be a powerful support for us to orient the mind towards right view, towards this kind of okayness, this equanimity. And so as you connect to your experience, relaxing the body, becoming aware, and becoming aware of what is here, what is obvious, allowing yourself to remember and bring in the reflection. This is the way the meditation is supposed to feel. Being aware of whatever we are aware of, that is the meditation. This is the way the meditation is supposed to feel. There's a difference between reflecting on this is the way the meditation is supposed to feel and this is the way the experience is supposed to feel. Because the experience, I think, isn't supposed to feel one way or the other. It just is. It is what it is. It is conditioned. It has arisen based on conditions. And it is here already, so there is a truth to that experience. But the sense of this is the experience that's supposed to be happening, sometimes the mind can resist that. If we are ill with a virus, our mind may not resonate with this. This is the way it's supposed to be. But awareness of that, awareness of what the body and mind are experiencing, that is the meditation. That is what the meditation is supposed to be. And even if there's resistance to that, including that, resistance is being experienced. Awareness of that is how the meditation is supposed to feel. For me, this has been a very helpful reflection that can guide me towards right view, towards this balanced mind. There can be a way that even if the mind is chaotic with lots of thoughts or emotions or stuff going on connected to the world, with the awareness of it, all that chaos may not settle. But the heart can settle with the awareness. This is what awareness is supposed to be aware of. By definition, awareness is supposed to be aware of what is here. And this is the way the meditation is supposed to feel in this moment.